Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. You know, sometimes in our emphasis upon the superlative character of Jesus, we forget about the keenness of his mind. While it is true that his character was superlative, he was gentle and kind and loving, it is also true that he saw things so clearly and analyzed them so accurately that his insights have endured across the centuries. Today's gospel reading is an example of that keen insight. It's a simple story about a farmer planting his crop, which in those days was done by hand. The farmer would reach into a sack or into a basket and then throw his hand out and cast the seed onto the ground. Now, this was a very familiar sight back then. Most people had seen it so many times that they paid little attention to it. But Jesus, with his sharp eye and his alert mind, observed what happened to the seed. Some of it fell on the packed ground of the footpath and was immediately eaten by birds. Others fell on shallow ground that had a layer of rock under it. They germinated and sprouted very quickly, but the heat of the sun withered and they died because of lack of root. Still others fell on ground that was infested with briars. These grew for a while, but eventually they were choked by the briars. And finally, some of the seed fell on good ground and produced a harvest. Now his disciples didn't understand this story, so Jesus explained it to them. He told them that the seed represented his message about the kingdom of God. And in the story, he was illustrating the various things that had happened to his message. You see, actually, Jesus was analyzing and evaluating the effectiveness of his work. For some time now, he had gone from place to place, preaching the good news about the kingdom. And at this point, he was taking an honest look at that preaching to determine what, if anything, it had accomplished. And in perfect candor, he saw and he confessed that his work had not been an unqualified success. Some of his preaching had fallen on lives so hard that it couldn't even penetrate them. And as far as he could see, his message and his ministry had not touched these people in any way. Then some of the preaching had met the opposite result. It had been immediately and joyfully accepted. Many people had joined this new movement because it was the most interesting and exciting thing that they'd ever seen. But their hearts really were not in it. So as soon as the novelty wore off and the going got tough, they dropped out. Then again, some of his message had taken a hold and gotten started in some lives where it looked like it would do some good. But as the weeks went by, other interests and concerns began to dominate those lives, and eventually the message of Jesus got crowded out. Now, does this story sound familiar? Well, it certainly does to me, and I suspect that it does to you as well. Surely we can recognize ourselves and a few other people that we know among the soil types that Jesus described. Do you see what I mean about the keenness of his mind? He saw things so clearly that his insights never go out of date. We read a story that he told about 2,000 years ago, and we have the distinct feeling that he's talking about us. Well, the message of Jesus is still being preached today. And the results are essentially the same now as they were back then. Many people, as far as I can tell, are utterly unaffected by it. They have no interest in it, and they have no time for it. The seed of the gospel never even penetrates their lives. Others get all excited and jump on the bandwagon, but they don't last very long. Still others make a good beginning, but the concerns of the world gradually takes control of their lives, and the claims of Christ are forgotten. Now, at this point, this is an accurate, but gloomy and discouraging story. But we need to remember that Jesus did not stop there. Some of the farmer's seed fell on good ground, and it produced a harvest. Jesus made the same claim for his mission and ministry. It was not a complete, unqualified success. But some of it was working, producing a yield of up to 100-fold. Now you and I need to encourage ourselves with that part of the story. We can easily relate to the wasted seed that never produced a harvest. But what about the harvest? Can we relate to that as well? You know, sometimes in the church, we get so involved in the unsolved problems, so preoccupied with the failure, that we fail to see the successes. Jesus could have easily become discouraged about his work. So much of it, the majority of it, seemed to be wasted effort. But he kept a clear head and saw that it was getting results. And part of those results were right there in front of him, in his disciples. Today we call them St. Peter, St. James, St. John, and all the rest. But they were far from saints back then. They were just some rugged men in whose lives Christ had made a difference. And they would never be the same again. Now, there are some people like that right here today. We are not everything that we ought to be, not by a long shot. But Christ has made and is making a difference in some lives here. Remember that once in a while. It will encourage your heart. He has also made and is making a difference in our world. Here again, we get so bogged down in the problems that we tend to forget the successes. You know, our world is actually doing a few things right. We never talk about that. All we talk about is the problems. But some good things are happening in the world. All around the globe, there is a struggle taking place for the dignity and the freedom of the downtrodden. And that idea is deeply rooted in the ministry and the message of Jesus Christ. And it will not go away. Look at our educational institutions. Many of them owe their very existence to the gospel of Christ. The same is true for hospitals and homes for the aged and for orphanages. Sure, our world is a mess, but there is some seed out there on good soil, producing a harvest. So keep your heads up, my fellow Christians. Keep on planting. God has said of his word, "It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.